Welcome back to Fantasyologist. I'm your host, Greg Gilley, and you can catch me on Twitter at Fantasyologist. What a wonderful, beautiful weekend we have in front of us. The weekend before baseball, draft season is upon us, sports is upon us. We are right on the cusp of baseball. Baseball opening night next Thursday. My draft is tomorrow. So what I want to do today is get into some COVID and injury lists to give you guys some prep before your drafts. Start up with some quick hits. Just one really quick is Puig signed with the Braves. Just wanted to note that. So he'll be an outfielder with the Braves. Don't forget the National League has a DH this year, this season, starting this year. So prepare for that in your fantasy drafts. COVID list goes as follows. So these guys are on COVID. We'll break down where they are in the process. So Juan Soto and Victor Robles have both been cleared to rejoin the Nats after quarantining due to another person testing positive. So they didn't have COVID themselves. Another person did. They quarantined, but they are back with the Nationals. Freddie Freeman, he tested positive on July 4th and showed symptoms. Now, he's one of the few that have COVID and symptoms. He hasn't been cleared to return for opening day, but it's still possible he could return. I am a little pessimistic on Freeman. You have to stay up to date with him as you get to your drafts and before opening night. George Springer, he's awaiting his COVID-19 test results. Barring a positive test, he'll be ready for opening day. Charlie Blackman, he tested positive for the virus in June, but has been cleared and is ready to go. DJ LeMahieu, he tested positive, but asymptomatic and is rejoining the Yankees. Chapman just recently tested positive. He'll have to be symptom-free before he can return. The A's, Jesus Luzardo, has tested positive, awaiting back-to-back negative tests in order for his return. From the Phillies, Hector Neris, he spent time on the COVID-19 list, but he is back with the Phils. And lastly, of the big-name guys, Eduardo Rodriguez from the Red Sox, he was placed on the COVID-19 list this week, and he needs back-to-back negative results to return to the Red Sox. We'll jump over to some injuries really quick. DeGrom, he had left the game Tuesday in an inter-squad matchup with back tightness. DeGrom underwent an MRI that came back clean, and he is expected to go for opening day. Rizzo also back, stood in against live pitching, but didn't take any full swings. Doesn't seem likely he'll be ready for opening day. Austin Meadows, undisclosed. Now, this undisclosed thing, by these players' name, I'm just assuming that's the COVID-19, but because of HIPAA laws, they cannot release it unless the player wants them to release. But says for Meadows, undisclosed, not present last weekend, so I'm assuming it's COVID-19. Yordan Alvarez placed on a 10-day IL with unspecified issue. That, again, might be COVID. I don't know. Kirsten Hira, his arm, he's taken some days off. Manager said he's not worried. Looks like he'll be ready to go for opening day. Villar is day-to-day with back spasms. And Moustakas, tight groin, and he's also day-to-day. Yoan Moncada, undisclosed, but he has returned to the White Sox. Zach Wheeler, new member of the Phillies, has a child on the way, and he's uncertain if he'll play this season. Byron Buxton suffered mid-foot sprain. There's hope he'll be ready for opening day. And to wrap it up, Tanaka took the mound Tuesday, but Boone says he would be surprised if he was ready for the first turn through the rotation. So that'll do it for baseball. Up next, we'll preview the NFC West. Starting last season, the Arizona Cardinals got a new QB in Kyler Murray, a new coach, and offense provided by Cliff Kingsbury. traded for a new running back in the middle of last season in Kenyon Drake and acquired one of the best wide receivers in the league this offseason in DeAndre Hopkins. Kyler Murray finished 7th last year among QBs in his rookie season after completing 64% of his passes and rushing nearly 100 times for 544 yards, which projects him 3rd off the board this year in drafts behind Jackson and Mahomes. If you could only have one Cardinal, who would it be? Drake or Hopkins? Drake is going as the last pick in the first round and Hopkins about 3 picks later. Only knock for Hopkins is how quickly he'll be acclimated with Murray after the limited offseason. He lives at 150 targets each year, so he'll get his. Drake finished RB17 while basically doing nothing in Miami for the first half of last year. He had some monster games, including 7 touchdowns versus San Francisco, the Browns, and the Seahawks, but scored just 1 touchdown in the other 5 games with the Cardinals. Drake for upside, Hopkins for consistency. Rams next. How the mighty have fallen. A year removed from the Super Bowl and super prolific offense, what the hell happened to the Rams? Gurley's knees, Goff not as good as we thought, and McVay getting figured out is a part of the combination. They move on from Gurley and traded away a messy committee, probable running back core, but someone can emerge. If it's anybody, it'll be rookie Cam Akers. Malcolm Brown has been nothing but a replacement back at best, and Henderson wasn't able to show much in his rookie season. It's the perfect time to make your way if you're Akers. Showing just some glimpses of greatness can win him the job. Big cooks this offseason. You have to pay the price because he's going in the 5th round. Woods led the Rams in targets but only scored 2 touchdowns to Kupp's 10 touchdowns. Kupp and Woods are going 34th and 47th respectively. Tyler Higbee finished 8th in PPR leagues thanks to 69 catches and a blazing finish from weeks 13 and 17. Double-digit catches in 4 of the last 5, as well as 100-plus yards in 4 of the last 5. Gerald Everett was absent for those games, and the coaching staff says they want to keep him involved in the offense. Higbee being drafted in front of guys like Ingram and Henry, but don't buy the hype. Seahawks next. Russell bleeping Wilson. I'm going to take this time to show appreciation to this guy. I don't do a lot of quarterback takes, especially the high-end ones, but for a guy who doesn't throw as much as most of the others, he always ends up as solid as they come. You can bank him in your top 10 and closer to your top 5. Finished 4th last season and as high as 1st in 2017. Only twice has he ever thrown double-digit picks in a season. Twice! 11 interceptions both times is the most he's ever thrown. Arguably his best roster offensively, from Lockett to Metcalf and Chris Carson in the backfield. He also added veteran depth with guys like Philip Dorsett and Greg Olsen. A solid tight end core with Disley and Hollister. They also added Carlos Hyde to the backfield. DK Metcalf is one of my favorite players to watch. He went for 900 yards his rookie year on 100 targets. He's going 12 spots ahead of his teammate Tyler Lockett. Tyler Lockett outpaced Metcalf by 24 catches, so if we're talking PPR leagues, I have to take Lockett. Carson is expected to be ready for the start of the season, but something to keep an eye on as he's recovering from a hip injury. He finished as a top 12 back last year. 49ers to wrap it up. Last month, Deebo Samuel broke his foot, then underwent surgery. The timetable was 8 to 10 weeks, bringing him to the doorsteps of week 1. Now, he still might need another week or two just to get back into the swing of things, but best case scenario is that we can see him for all 16. Rookie Brandon Ayuk was dubbed the number 1 rookie wide receiver after the injury by Pro Football Focus. Now, he still has a chance to make an impact with the departure of Emmanuel Sanders to New Orleans, but it won't be quite impactful if Samuels is fully healthy. Raheem Mostert recently requested a trade from the 49ers after the parties could not agree on an extension, but he'll most likely be a 49er without a deal come week one. He scored at least one touchdown in the final six games of the regular season. He quickly became the back to own for the run-first 49ers. He's the 25th running back taken off the board, so take advantage of getting a very solid RB2 on your roster. Samuel also comes at a discount at 70 overall. That'll do it for this week. Next week, we'll wrap it up with the previews with the NFC South and get into some opening night baseball slate.